I'm pretty sure we are going to be chatting about some Christmas theatre shows with audio description, of course, and Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description is with us, and it's Panto and Christmas festive season time and hugely busy time for you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't. Ba-boom. You must love this bit.
I like pantomime. I'm a big kid, really. And the Christmas shows, I love welcoming younger audiences in and just seeing how much pleasure they get from coming. I like meeting the parents and the carers and the brothers and sisters and just making sure all the family has a really fun time together. And hopefully some of the audiences that come to pantomime and Christmas shows might come back to us a bit later in the new year and come to some of our other shows that we do for young people. So I do see it very much as a time for building audiences, attracting new audiences, and just making sure everyone can join in all the fun, really.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a few to get through today, Anne. So let's start with Jack and the Beanstalk, this one in Bristol.
Yes, at the Hippodrome on the 14th. This is your big traditional pantomime with lots of special effects, comedy from a local comic, a classic story that we all know of Jack and the magic beans and having to sell Daisy the cow, and how he climbs up into the land beyond the clouds to where the giant lives. So very much a story that we know and love, and presented in quite a spectacular, big, showy way with lots of fun, a little bit of innuendo here and there for the more adult members of the audience, but loads that the children can really get involved with and join in with and, yeah, just have a really good Christmassy time.
Fantastic. And that's on the 14th of December. Sounds great. Like a bit of Jack and the Beanstalk. Let's go on to Beauty and the Beast next.
It just takes a slightly different turn on the story. It isn't slapstick in the same way, but it's still very entertaining and lots for the audience to get involved with the story. And it has live music and it'll have special effects. So a family Christmas story show. If you'd rather come to something like that rather than the often very loud and very busy pantomime. So it's just something a little bit different, and they do have their own take on the very traditional stories they do there. They just have a little bit of a twist on them. And this one, like with Jack and the Beanstalk and all of our Christmas shows, we do offer a touch tour. There will be unusual props, unusual costumes, and some very special bits and pieces that people will be able to get their hands on, and they can come and they can walk on the stage, and sometimes the actors do come and say hello. I think they probably will in Storyhouse. They often do in our smaller theatres. We get lots of actors coming to say hello. So that really adds to the experience. And if you do have very little ones and you think, oh, they're not quite big enough to sit there with headphones or earbuds in for the description, then at least by coming on the touch tour, they've been able to really enjoy a part of the set and get to feel some of the costumes and props.
Must be great to have the kids on those kind of tours, especially at this time of year. Just remind us where and when that one is, Anne.
So that one's at Storyhouse Theatre in Chester, right in the middle of Chester. So that's Beauty and the Beast on the 21st at 12 o'clock, that one.
Okay, a little change now. We're going to hear about the Lightroom.
Yes, this is Aviva Studios in Manchester. This is the home of Manchester International Festival. They have a massive, massive exhibition space. So these Lightroom experiences, you go into this vast room and you can sit on the floor or you can take a seat in, and projected on all four walls and the floor, occasionally the ceiling too, you have film showing. So you do feel totally immersed in the experience. So they are offering three of these over the Christmas and New Year period. And the first two are on the same day. So if you feel so inclined, you can go to one and then to the next one. The first one is a fashion show. So it's about the history of modern fashion, very Vogue. So the models will be seeming to walk towards you and be all around you. And then the second one is called Moonwalkers. And this is about the moon landings. So we will hear the voiceovers. We will hear Tom Hanks. We will hear people talking about their experiences, but projected very large and all around us is the footage of the moon landings and the people who are talking. And what some people find helpful is that things are projected very large, so that helps them to see them. And also at times they might be sitting on the floor and then it's right next to them on the floor. So some people say they like it for those reasons. And then obviously the describer will be inserting the description around the voiceover and around the soundtrack. And then we have another one, but that's not till after Christmas. And that's the David Hockney experience, where his paintings appear on the screen and his drawings and photographs of him. And it is his voice that is telling us about his career and his interests and the different phases of his artistic journey.
Sounds amazing. I love the sound of the moon landing ones. And just remind me, Van, where and when those are?
These are showing at Aviva Studios. That's right in the centre of Manchester. The first two before Christmas, on the 19th in the afternoon, and you can go along to them. You buy a ticket, you say that you're wanting to use the audio description, and then you will be given a headset so that you can obviously hear the surround sound, but just to make sure you can hear the describer over the top. And then the final one is on the 30th of December, and that's the David Hockney.
Fantastic. And we're just going to finish off, Anne, with one we talk about each year where you get a lot of visitors thanks to R&IB and Guide Dogs.
This is a highlight of my year. If I've ever got something that clashes, then I have to do this one, because we were talking about the touch tours before. This is Sleeping Beauty. So again, a very traditional pantomime on quite a big scale, lots of actors, lots of dancers, lots of music, costumes, lighting effects, magical effects, and of course a very well-loved story. So we have around 100 people coming along. I think we had 120 last year. So this is blind and partially sighted children who come with members of their family, their brothers and sisters, their mum and dads, or their grandmas or other people, and they have a touch tour. So we have to do three touch tours in order to accommodate everybody. And then there are other activities going on, and people obviously need to have their lunch before, very importantly, before the show. The show is in the afternoon. Everybody who wants to can take a headset, or the system there works if you've got the Mobile Connect app on your phone. So then you can use your own earbuds. And obviously there's an introduction beforehand telling you more about the characters and where the action takes place. And then the description will fill you in and enhance the performance at the matinee show. So it's a real joy to do. It's a real privilege to do. And as I've been doing it over the years, some of the tiny children who used to come are now as big as me and taller. So it's great fun seeing people over the years and welcoming new people every time.
I love it when they're bigger than you and older now, growing up, and still coming back as well, Anne. Just shows you how good audio description is at these kind of things. If people would like to find out about all the other stuff you've got going on with audio description, I just want to get in touch with you or check that calendar of events, how do they do that?
So lots of shows at lots and lots of different places. So do check the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. You can drop us an email anytime, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're at mindseyearts on X and on Threads, at mindseyedescription. That's on Instagram and on Facebook. So particularly if you use Facebook, we put on every week what time the touch tours are and any extra information that you might need to know.
And I know you're going to be very busy over Christmas and New Year, but do have a fabulous Christmas, have a great New Year, and we'll talk to you again in 2026.
Wow. Yep. Thank you very much, Alan, and a very happy Christmas to you.